We're joined now by the Jets' most recent pick, 43rd overall, their first pick of three in the second round, Portland Winterhawks, Nicholas Petan. Nicholas, first of all, congratulations for being the newest member of the Winnipeg Jets organization. How does it feel?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Feels great. I'm kind of blanked out right now, but I'm very happy.
You had 120 points in the Western League, and we think you could have had 200 if you didn't have that guy Leipzig dragging you down all season. He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, no.
His dad's listening in Israel, by the way. He just sent me a message.
There you go.
Yeah, no, great kid, great guy. Full credit to my line mates, my teammates this year.
You guys had just an amazing year, 120 points, winning the WHL championship, going all the way to the Memorial Cup. Talk about how you grew as a player and what you bring to the Winnipeg Jets organization.
Coming in this year with a lot more confidence, bigger role on the team, and you fit in just that well. So full credit goes to my teammates as well, and bringing both defensive and offensive aspect to the Winnipeg Jets, and hopefully I'm ready to go soon. So a skilled forward, but also a reliable forward.
You're not huge. How have you been able to be so successful, and what have you learned, and how have you been able to play at that? Certainly we've seen a number of players that are not giants do very, very well, and this year the results speak for themselves, both individually and your team.
Yeah, I've been overcoming my size my whole life. I use it as my advantage out there. I use it as motivation, and I'm happy to make it to the next step and make it even harder for myself. So I'm very excited, and I think my smarts is probably my number one thing. So when I use my smarts out there, I feel fine.
What was the process like, just going right through up until today? And did you have an inkling that you were on the radar of the Winnipeg Jets?
You have some sort of thing, but you don't really know. You're out there, you're sitting down, you don't know what's going to happen. So I'm very happy to be part of the Winnipeg Jets organization.
How excited are you to just the even thought of playing one day in the National Hockey League?
It's very exciting. Like I said, it's kind of a surreal moment, and I'm just trying to enjoy it with my family and friends today.
Nick, what can you tell us about Josh Morrissey? Both of you guys played together in Team Canada, it looks like. So can you talk about him, and obviously going to be future teammates, so got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, very excited. Great guy, great hockey player, and I'm very excited to make this journey with him. So I can't say enough about him. Great defenseman.
Now you've heard your name called. What's next for you? Obviously, a meeting, you'll get some media and talk with the team. What does the rest of the summer hold for you?
Try and get bigger and stronger. That's my number one thing, and just enjoy it. It's been a long season, so spend that time with my family and friends, and work as hard as I can to make my next season good.
Not many people get to put on an NHL jersey that they didn't buy or that someone else didn't give to them. This is the NHL Winnipeg Jets gave you that jersey and said, put it on and be part of our organization. How does that feel?
It's an honor. Growing up NHL fan, growing up, it's a dream to be drafted in the NHL. And it's happened right now, so I'm very happy. Very happy that it was Winnipeg, and just very excited.
Just quickly, Nicholas, before we go, we're speaking with Nicholas Petan, the second-round selection, 43rd overall of the Winnipeg Jets. For our listeners back in Winnipeg on TSN 1290, tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and maybe outside of hockey.
I'm from White Rock, B.C. Grew up in North Delta. Kind of a family guy, a sports guy, very competitive on and off the ice, and very excited about new things. So not much else to say, just very excited.
Well, I hope you like playing in a rocking, loud, most fun building in the National Hockey League, the MTS Center, for the best fans in the league.
Yeah, I am.
Good stuff. And Nicholas, congratulations. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you very much.